Let us start by asking you, when did you start paddling?
I started paddling in 1981. I had not paddled as I was growing up or in my younger years, and I was introduced to canoeing and at the same time canoe racing by my then neighbor, Peter Heed, who of course was in last year's General Clinton First Hall of Fame class.
Now, how did Peter convince you to get in a canoe?
Well, I was just running by Peter's house one day, and he waved me in, and he said, "Oh, I wanted you to see these boats." And he had such great enthusiasm for the racing canoes, and he said, "Oh, I know you're going to love this." And just the sort of the weight of his enthusiasm encouraged me then to enter my first canoe race. You know, shortly thereafter, Peter went to the Y, and I went to the Y with another guy that I ran with, and this guy had a canoe, and Peter said, "Oh, you ought to go to this local canoe race," which we did in an aluminum canoe and broken down paddles, and it was truly, as Peter had described, infectious.
You started at what age?
Well, 39. I was already an endurance athlete, you know, and had been competitive in other sports.
What brings you back to the General Clinton year after year?
Oh, I absolutely love the challenge of that race. It's just a very exciting event. It gives you something to go for. I mean, it's difficult. And the first year that I did it, 1982, I did it purely for the challenge, and there was no women's class. I did it with another woman, Nancy Cole. And it was extremely painful. Oh, my goodness. You know, I just wasn't very prepared. But on the other hand, there's something about that race, and of course, as is supported by the organizers of the race, who do a superb job with it, and it just presents the kind of challenge, for me anyway, that I thought, oh, maybe I can do it better next year with less pain. And just kind of get hooked.
And so 30 races later, you are the first woman to enter the 2100-mile club.
Yeah, that was last year. It was my 30th time. So going on for 31, I can't see any reason to stop now. I paddled, trained 30 years with, you remember that gentleman, Phil Cole?
Absolutely.
He did his first General Clinton when he was 80, and he raced with my husband. You know, when you get that sort of a standard, here I am, a youngster compared with him, so I got a long way to go.
Phil was a great man and just a wonderful person, just so funny, too.
Oh, yeah, you remember talking with him.
Absolutely. Yeah. You, this year, are going to be inducted into the Regatta Hall of Fame. You have 8 wins in 4 different classes, lots of partners over the years. How does it feel? What was your reaction to hearing that you'd be in the Hall of Fame this year?
I was enormously humbled, I would tell you. Been very, very honored. I think that they're being extremely generous. The people who were inducted last year and the other people that are being inducted this year, they're wonderful paddlers and wonderful support people. And I really think I shouldn't be in the second class. They're terrific people.
Don't sell yourself short. To become the first woman to reach 30 races shows a tremendous amount of support for the race and for canoeing and a love for the sport. That alone, I think, is a great feat. But I hear lots of wonderful things about paddling with you when I have spoken to others who have paddled with you.
People are very gracious, but I am extremely honored.
Over those 30 years of paddling the Clinton, do you have any special standout memory?
There have been so many really tough situations, tough races, neck and neck races. There have been, it's been a few times when I flipped, and that's always a panicky kind of a situation, particularly in the first few years when I did it. There were times when I was afraid, when there used to be that broken down Unadilla Dam, which has now since become just kind of washed out. It's fun to win sometimes. It's fun also just to be in the mix with other good paddlers. But, you know, I will also say that there are many years that I have had a partner for whom it was the first time they did the Clinton. And that's been very special for me, to be able to introduce someone to that race. As you know, I was encouraged at first to do the race, then for me to sort of kind of pass along the favor, share the excitement and the challenge with someone new. Actually, this year, I'm going to paddle with a guy who has never done the 70 again, and with a guy who is an excellent kayaker, and who has only recently, you know, say last year, he started doing some canoe races. He did 5 canoe races. His name is Dave Van Dorp, and he has been transforming himself from an excellent kayaker to an endurance canoeist, and I'm very impressed with him, and I think that this will be a very special experience to race with him.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and the more people that you introduce to canoeing, the more people, young and old, do it and take part. And at the age of 70, you have done quite a job out on the river and proven yourself as someone who not only loves the sport but loves the challenge. And you do deserve to be in the Regatta Hall of Fame, and we wish you the best of luck this year.
Well, you're very kind to say that, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Priscilla.